LGBT charity calls on teachers to say learner instead of boy and girl. By Kurt Zindelka on June 20, 2021. The LGBTQ+ charity Stonewall has told teachers in Britain to ditch the terms boys and girls and refer to pupils with the gender-neutral learners. Stonewall, which has been supported financially by the nominally conservative government in the UK, told schools that all gendered language should be removed from the classroom and that sports should no longer be divided by sex. The leftist charity said in advice reported by The Telegraph that it is unnecessary to say boys and girls when referring to learners of all genders, you could instead say learners. The LGBTQ+ charity also called for the teaching of the controversial and grammatically dubious they/them pronouns, saying that teachers should refrain from using any unnecessarily gendered language. Instead of using he/she, you could use they. Avoid dividing learners by gender, whether in the classroom. You could divide them by their favorite color, month of birth or something else. Or through uniform, sports activities or other aspects of school life, Stonewall went on to demand. Another advice booklet produced by Stonewall said that trans pupils should have unfettered access to toilets, changing rooms, and dormitories in which they feel the most comfortable. One of the guides produced by the leftist charity stated that the Government Equalities Office funded its work in primary schools. A Stonewall spokesman said that the group was very proud of all of our work supporting schools to create supportive and inclusive environments which help everyone feel accepted for who they are. The spokesman continued by saying they are confident that the advice that we give schools is robust and in line with the Department for Education's guidance for schools in England, and the Equality and Human Rights Commission's Equality Act Code of Practice. A Government Equalities Office spokesperson said, 6 organizations were awarded funding to deliver programs tackling anti-homophobic, biphobic and transphobic bullying in schools across the country. The funding was a one-off payment for 2019-20. The charity has recently come under fire, with Equalities Minister Liz Truss lobbying for the government to remove funding from the radical LGBTQ+ charity over the exorbitant amount of taxpayer money going to the group. A report from the Taxpayers Alliance this month found that between 2015 and 2019, the government gave Stonewall at least £2,616,102 in funding. On top of that, schools that are members of the Stonewall School and College Champion Program pay the charity a yearly fee of £150 plus VAT for schools with fewer than 100 pupils. The fee rises to £800 plus VAT for schools with over 2,000 pupils. Tanya Carter of the Safe Schools Alliance UK said, "It is shocking that cash-strapped schools are paying for misinformation from Stonewall that undermines basic safeguarding. Single-sex sports are important to girls for reasons of privacy and dignity. This is necessary to increase girls' participation," Ms. Carter said, adding, "Girls' participation in sports is essential to both physical and mental health." It has also emerged on Saturday that the prestigious St. Paul's Girls' School in Hammersmith in London, reportedly a Stonewall School and College Champion School, has decided to rename the honorary top girl position to the more inclusive head of school, as celebrating the top-performing girl was deemed to come with too many binary connotations. The woke push in Britain's education system has also seeped into the universities, including Manchester, which issued a lengthy language code to professors, saying that they should abandon terms like mother and man in order to be more inclusive. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.